The following audio is from Paul Tripp Ministries. For more information about Paul Tripp Ministries, visit www.paultripp.com.
Well, we come to the end of James. And James has painted for us this portrait of a struggle. The portrait of a struggle of living by this new paradigm. No longer living a life that's driven by my wants, my needs, my feelings. Now living a life that's driven by the call of the kingdom of God. Think with me. If you had written the content of the book of James, how would you have ended this letter? Maybe you would have ended it with words of encouragement. Maybe you would have ended it with a benediction. Maybe you would have ended it with a very clear reminder of the rescuing grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. But I would like to propose to you this evening that there couldn't possibly be a better ending than what we find in these two verses that we're going to look at. In a real way, these two verses summarize very powerfully everything that James has said to us as he's painted this comprehensive, multifaceted portrait of life as a believer in this broken and fallen world. Look again with me in your bulletins at that passage that's there in the bold, verses 19 and 20 of James 5. My brothers, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone brings him back, let him know that whoever brings back a sinner from his wandering will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. Now, you may look at those verses and say, well, Paul, what does that have to do with the message of James? What does this wandering away from truth have to do with what James has presented? I would propose to you, this is the only thing that James has talked about. What James has talked about from stem to stern is the shocking and scary potential all of us have in some way to wander away from the truth. As long as there is sin still living in our hearts, there is in every one of us a proneness to wander. You can't help as reading these words to think of the third verse of Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. Do you remember it? Oh, to grace, how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let that grace now like a fetter, a chain, bind my wandering heart to Thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart. Seal it. Seal it for the courts above. James has talked to us about how we wander into doubt in moments of trial. How in subtle ways, by the desires of our own heart, we wander into temptation. How we wander away from graciousness into all forms of ungodly anger. How we wander from humble love into prejudice. How we wander into a separation from what we say we believe to the way that we actually live. How we wander from dependency in God into self-sovereignty. How we wander away from unity and peace into conflict with one another. How we wander from thankfulness into unthankful grumbling. How easily we wander into unbiblical and unhelpful talk. how we wander, even though we say we believe in God, into desperate and prayerless living. What I've done for you is just summarize the content of the book of James. At every point, James